Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden opens a global summit of world leaders in 2 hours. It's focused on confronting climate change. NPR's Scott Detrow reports that due to the pandemic, it will be virtual.
Biden has envisioned the gathering of 40 heads of government as a moment to make it clear the United States once again cares about cutting greenhouse gas emissions to head off the worst of climate change. The fact that it's virtual with no actual in-person meetings may dampen the symbolism. Still, Biden will begin the session by announcing a goal of cutting U.S. emissions in half from 2005 levels by the end of the decade. Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are all attending, among others. Pope Francis, who has long pushed for aggressive global action to stem climate change, will also speak. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Funeral services will be held today for the 20-year-old black man killed by a white police officer last week in suburban Minneapolis. From Minnesota Public Radio, Matt Sepik reports on the funeral of Dante Wright.
Wright was killed after former officer Kimberly Potter was heard on body camera video shouting, "Taser, taser," just before firing her gun at Wright while trying to arrest him. Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at Wright's funeral, which will be held at a Minneapolis church. Wright's killing led to a week of sometimes tense protests outside the police station in the suburb of Brooklyn Center, just as the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin was nearing its end. Potter resigned from the Brooklyn Center Police Department and has been charged with manslaughter. Racial justice activists say Potter should face a more serious charge of murder. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
Following the conviction of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin of George Floyd's murder, the U.S. Justice Department is probing the city police agency. The probe will review complaints of discrimination and excessive force. Ohio authorities are investigating the fatal police shooting of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant on Tuesday. The black girl was killed by a Columbus police officer as she was involved in an altercation with other people. She had a knife. The interim Columbus police chief says officers are allowed to use deadly force to stop a threat. Critics are asking why the officer used the weapon instead of a taser. Protesters gathered in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, on Wednesday to protest the law enforcement fatal shooting of a black man.
Andrew Brown
was killed by a sheriff's deputy who was serving a search warrant. Officials in the town north of Raleigh have not provided details of this shooting, but one witness has said that Brown was shot and killed as he tried to drive away and that deputies fired multiple times. This is NPR. There's been a suicide bombing in a Pakistani town just as the ambassador from China was visiting. He was not injured, but 5 people were killed and more than a dozen others were wounded. The ambassador appeared to be the target. The Pakistani offshoot of the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing. The Indonesian Navy says one of its crewed submarines is still missing about 60 miles north of the island of Bali. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports Singapore and Australia are assisting in the rescue operation.
Authorities say that an aerial search spotted an oil slick in waters where rescue ships have been scouring for the Indonesian submarine, raising speculation that the 44-year-old sub is the source of the spill. Indonesia's Navy said it could signal either damage to the fuel tank or a message from the crew. Officials said it's possible that the submarine experienced a blackout as it was diving, resulting in the crew losing control of the ship and being unable to carry out emergency measures, including blowing the sub to the surface. The German-built boat stopped communicating during a live torpedo drill early Wednesday. It is believed to be in a trough at a depth of 2,300 feet. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a drought emergency in parts of his state. The focus is on 2 northern counties that are on the coast that are exceptionally dry. The governor says the drought declaration could soon be expanded statewide. Newsom is seeking to prepare his state for a water shortage that could significantly affect California farmers. This is NPR.